many sheep does it take to change a light bulb? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good night.
If you just read the bio for Dr. Steve, host of Weird Medicine on Sirius XM 103 and made popular by two really comedy shows, Opie and Anthony, Ron and Fez, you would have thought that this guy was a bit of, a clown.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
I've got diphtheria crushing my esophagus. I've got Ebola virus dripping from my nose. I've got the leprosy of the heart valve, exacerbating my incredible woes. I want to take my brain out and blast it with the wave, an ultrasonic echographic and a pulsating shave. I want a magic pill for my ailments, the health equivalent of Citizen Kane. And if I don't get it now in the tablet, I think I'm doomed and I'll have to go insane. I want a requiem for my disease, so I'm paging Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve! No.
From the world-famous Curtiff Electric Studios, it's Weird Medicine, the first and still only uncensored medical show in the history of broadcast radio, now a podcast. I'm Dr. Steve, and this is a show for people who would never listen to a medical show on the radio or the internet. If you've got a question you're embarrassed to take to your regular medical provider, if you can't find an answer anywhere else, give us a call. 347-766-4323. That's 347-POO-HEAD. Visit our website at drsteve.com for podcasts, medical news, and stuff you can buy. Most importantly, we are not your medical providers, and I'm using the royal we, I guess, because I'm here by myself. Take everything you hear with a grain of salt. Don't act on anything you hear on this show without talking it over with your doctor, nurse, practitioner, practical nurse, blah, 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 blah. Jesus. Enough. Hey, don't forget to check out stuff.drsteve.com, though. That's actually important. It really helps keep this show on the air. Stuff.drsteve.com. You just click right through, go to Amazon, or you can scroll down and see some cool stuff that we've talked about on the show. Don't forget Dr. Scott's website at simplyherbals.net, and he's got the CBD nasal spray with the peppermint oil, and it's spring allergy season. Stuff is actually pretty awesome. You know, I give him a hard time, but his products like that are incredible, actually. And then check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/weirdmedicine. It's the best $5 you'll ever spend. And there are other tiers, too, if you want access to all of our archives in a Dropbox form. It's $20. You just sign up and then download them all and then downgrade your membership. It's easy. For $35, you get a huge shout out, but you also get a thumb drive with all of the above, plus access to the thumb drive, and and on and on and on. And you can just support us and support Tacey in her retirement. The deal was we were supposed to get 1,000 subs and then she could retire, and well, her company decided that it was time for her to retire. So if you catch my drift, and
nothing, you lose.
Oh well,
good day, sir.
Okay, I changed this around. That used to be this drop. But Tacey's not here and she probably wouldn't appreciate me playing the fat lady laughing, talking about her getting retired from work, although she's very happy right now. And, they took care of her. So, but to help support her in the manner to which she has become accustomed, more Patreon subs equals more gooder. Anyway, all right. We are actually on vacation. And so I wanted to just do a real quick special episode. I kind of touched on some of this stuff. And I couldn't find the commercial I was looking for with the old lady saying, oh, how difficult it is to eat fruits and vegetables. And but I found this, and I'm going to bleep out their name because I don't want any lawsuits or anything. But I'm going to talk about this because this bugs me. And so this is the commercial that I'm talking
about.
Daily
recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules?
No. Wait, let me start over.
And the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules?
So I have some issues with this claim. I mean, yeah, you can freeze dry stuff and make it into a powder and cram it into capsules, but I think I can demonstrate that you can make up your own mind, because I'm just going to say they're assholes. I can't say they're, you know, if you say that someone's a quack or something like that, they can sue you for slander or whatever. I don't want to hurt their business, I guess. I just want people to use a critical mind when they're thinking about this stuff. But this ad is on YouTube, so I'm assuming it's okay. It's fair use to discuss what they're talking about.
Yes. We start by sourcing the best vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
I'm okay with that.
Ensure they are picked at peak ripeness.
Excellent.
All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is concentrate heavy metals and bad bacteria. So, as Uncle Roger would say, fuyo so far. Okay.
They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure.
Okay. Advanced cold process. This is AKA freeze drying. Who wouldn't, as a kid, have had freeze dried, astronaut ice cream? Basically the same thing. Or we used to get frosted flakes with freeze-dried strawberries in them. So basically what you do, this is a process, we did it in the lab, called lyophilization, is another where you can put things in solution, and then you put them in a beaker and hook it up to a vacuum pump while you are freezing it. And what that does is, if you did it while it was still liquid, it would just boil up and then it would clog up the vacuum pump. But if you freeze it, what it will do is it will sublimate. In other words, the gas will come off, the water vapor will be drawn away from it without it boiling up and making a big giant mess. If you've ever seen dry ice, dry ice is sublimating. It goes from solid to gaseous without going through a liquid phase. And you can make water do that if you use the right temperatures and the right pressure. So they say, well, using pressure, yeah, it's just a vacuum pump.
This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable.
Okay. So they say they're going to preserve the taste, but then they're going to put it in a capsule, which you're just going to swallow. So I don't understand that point. Lyophilization does, for the most part, preserve nutrients in the sense that it's not denaturing the protein, it's most of the proteins and the molecules and stuff that are in this. So I agree with. And the other issue is that the color, it doesn't exactly preserve the color, but it will retain most of its color. It will become lighter, but that's just a function of having less water, more air mixed in with these little particles.
The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts.
Okay, you got to see this picture. It looks like an industrial chemical, and I know it isn't. This is basically freeze-dried, powdered fruit. And this is the issue I have with what we do with our diet in this country. I've talked about this on the show multiple times. They find out that people in Norway who eat a lot of fish have less heart attack and stroke. So our solution to that is, well, let's just take a bunch of fish and throw them in a vat and render them down to fish oil, and then we'll take a capsule. What? And then it turns out that doesn't really work. And the reason that people in Norway who eat a lot of fish are having less heart attacks because they're eating less other stuff. And at least that's one hypothesis. So, you know, now we're doing the same thing with fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are good to eat. And why not just put them through this process and take them in a capsule? Because God forbid we just eat fruits and have some vegetables with our dinner. You know, they're talking about 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's not that hard to do. The day is, I mean, you're awake 16 hours a day. You can fit in 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. Eat one salad, and you could get 3 or 4 servings of fruits and vegetables right there. So anyway.
These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. Ugh. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers.
Yeah. Okay. So they put them in capsules. Again, the taste, preserving the taste through this process doesn't seem to have anything to do with anything. And then you just put it in capsules, then you take the capsules. And if you watch the commercials for this stuff, and it's not just this brand, it's all the brands. Oh, it's so difficult to eat fruits and vegetables. No, you're an adult. You're an adult. Yeah, it might be tough for kids. I would be fine giving this to my kid, to figuring that at least a little bit in a capsule, if they'll take it, is better, maybe better, than not eating any fruits and vegetables at all. So if there's a reason why you can't actually chew and swallow fruits and vegetables, I'm okay with this. I went on PubMed looking for any evidence that taking fruits and vegetables this way does anything. I couldn't find anything. If it's out there, I invite these companies to send me some info, and I will be more than happy to change my mind about it, because I did change my mind about multivitamins this week, if you listened to last show. And, you know, at least there is a reason to take multivitamins now. It's never the thing that they originally said, but the data with the multivitamin / cocoa study was actually pretty compelling. But anyway, let's see what else they have to say.
See how being full of fruits and veggies will help you live life to the fullest.
Okay, see now. Oh, hi-ya. There's no, what's the evidence? Just show me the evidence that you're, how are you measuring living life to your fullest, taking capsules? So listen, here's the thing. Let's just look at some, let's just do some quick math. Apples, like many other fruits, have high water content. So if you take the water out, you can drink water, right? So I'm okay with the basic concept of this. You take the water out, what's left is the good stuff. I've always had issues with juicers, and then you look in the mesh and all the good stuff is on the other side of the juicer. You're just getting the water that's got the water-soluble molecules in it. All the fiber and the basically, in my opinion, most of the nutrition is left behind. And that's the good stuff. But anyway, it says apples, like many other fruits, have high water content, 85% on a wet basis. So it's rich in vitamins, minerals, and other fiber, blah, 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 blah. So if you take out the water of a 100-gram apple, you will have 15 grams left. So let's just do some math here. Let me get my calculator out. I looked at one of these companies. I'm not going to say which one. Again, don't want to have any issues. But they have a blend, one of their proprietary blends of fruits and stuff, and 731 milligrams. Now, let's just say it's just on average, it's apples. Now, apples have a high water content, but most of the fruits in this blend, particularly tomatoes, have a really high water content. So we'll be a little conservative. So to figure out what the reconstituted amount of vegetables would be by just adding the water back, we were going to divide by 0.15 for 85% water content. And we end up with 4.8 grams. So let's just ask echo how much that is. Echo, what is 4.87 grams in pounds?
4.87 grams is about 0.0107 pounds.
So 0.107 pounds. Let's do that in ounces. Echo, what is 0.170 pounds in ounces?
0.17 pounds is 2.72 ounces.
So it's a 2-ounce apple. That's the smallest apple ever made. Okay, so you're getting the equivalent of about 2 ounces of fruits and vegetables. That's not taking the place of fruits and vegetables. Now, maybe I'm not thinking about this right, but I'm irritated by the fact that adults are saying how hard it is to eat fruits and vegetables. Now, if you don't have any teeth, I get it. Yeah, so I would be okay. This would be better than nothing. But if you're a grown adult with normal teeth and normal GI tract and normal mastication abilities, just eat the fruits and vegetables. Just like eat the fish if you want to mimic the Norwegians. If you really want to do something, you know, there are studies that show that a vegan lifestyle actually does provide some benefit when it comes to all-cause mortality. So do that. But this is kind of typical of our 2022 lifestyle, that instead of just taking the time to eat an apple, we're taking a pill. Anyway, in my opinion, anyway. All right. I didn't say their name, right? Okay. It doesn't really matter. They're not the only ones. You can go on Amazon and you can find a bunch of different products like this. And to play the other side a little bit, I have one of my sons has a really monotonous diet. So I bought him some of this stuff, the vegetable version, just to give him something. So because he's in college and I can't, he'll take whatever pills I give him. If I bought him a bushel of vegetables, they would just rot. So I figure it's got to be better than nothing. So, but do you really want to just be better than nothing if you're an adult with agency and you can control what you do? Now, I figure my kid, when he gets a little bit older and isn't concentrating on studies alone and starts paying attention to his health, I think he will come around and start balancing out his diet some. But when he was little, he loved vegetables until he went to school. And then all the other kids in school were like, ooh, spinach. You like spinach? It's gross. And then the next thing I knew, that he was saying, you know, spinach is gross. And we would go to the Indian place and, oh, saag paneer, I don't want that. I just want the chicken, you know. So that I think there was some peer pressure in there. And so I did the Jessica Seinfeld thing where I was taking spinach puree and putting it in everything. I was putting it in their smoothies. I was putting it in their pasta sauce, everything I could get. But now he's out of my control. He's just eating what he wants, and he just eats Chick-fil-A, and which is awesome. But he has a very monotonous diet. So for someone like that, I think this is probably okay. But I just am irritated by the marketing, in the same way that I'm irritated with the marketing for adult gummies. And people who have listened to this show for long enough know that I am very irritated by the way they market adult gummy vitamins. I don't tell me a gummy is better absorbed. That I get. This in this gel matrix, my vitamins are better absorbed and I get more effects from it, whatever. But to tell me how delicious it is, I mean, I'm not four. I don't need to be convinced to take a delicious vitamin. If I know it's good for me, I'll just take the vitamin. I don't know. All right. Ugh. Fed up with everything. Let's see if we've got any voicemails. I'll take a couple of calls and we'll get out of here. All right.
Number one thing, don't take advice from some asshole on the radio.
All right. I wanted to play the Joe DeRosa promo for our Patreon. We had Joe on. Joe's one of my favorite people. No jokes, but he said all the things he needed to say. Here we go.
Hey, it's Joe DeRosa here, and you're listening to Weird Medicine.
Thank you. So it's shortened to the point, just like Joe. Check out his sandwich shop in New York. I think he sells alcohol in there, too. And it is Sammy Rose's. Sammy Rose's something.com. Just Google Sammy Rose's NYC. You'll find it. All right. And then we got the Mark Normand promo.
Hey, folks. Mark Normand here from Netflix, Tuesdays with Stories, Queech, Danel, you never know. You're listening to Weird Medicine with Dr. Steve and Tasty. Give it a whirl.
Thank you, Mark. All right. Let's see. Let's do this one.
Hey, Dr. Steve. Question for you. I got diagnosed with COVID back in January. During my virtual exam, the doctor that I was speaking with said it could be HPV, I believe.
What?
She said that was going around as well, prescribed a COVID test, and also had me pick up a
No. HPV? No. Maybe RSV. I'm thinking that you're thinking RSV. RSV is respiratory syncytial virus. HPV is human papillomavirus. It causes genital warts, so I don't think that's what they meant.
Prednisone, the steroid, was 5 days worth, twice a day or once a day. I can't remember. It was 5 days worth, regardless.
In the beginning, particularly, one of the few off-the-shelf things that we had for COVID was using steroids. So dexamethasone, intravenous dexamethasone, intravenous dexamethasone was used in the hospital, and it did save a lot of lives. Because basically the thing that gets you with COVID seems to be the body's response to the virus rather than the virus itself, although the virus itself can suck too. But I'm okay with oral prednisone if they're more used to writing that than oral dexamethasone.
But I started on the prednisone.
Of course, we have other things now. If you're at risk for progression, we have molnupiravir, which is not as great as the Paxlovid is, but it has fewer adverse effects so far. And I've had good luck with it. You know, people have gotten better more rapidly and are not in the hospital. But the Paxlovid's great, IV remdesivir, and we still have sotrovimab. Now, which is the monoclonal antibodies. Right now in our health system, we peaked out at 450 people in the hospital across the health system, and we now have 80, and I think only 9 on the ventilator that have COVID. So looking good right now. We're hoping it stays that way. COVID will never be completely gone because we'll keep testing for it. And all the other coronaviruses, they've always been here. We just never tested for them, but you better believe we will be now. But so things are looking pretty good right now. But anyway,
and I got my COVID test back and finished it off because it had been 4 days or so before I gotten it. During the time that I was taking the steroid and the week following, I had an incredible, insatiable thirst. Speaking with my primary care, I guess that is a side effect of being on steroids, but I can't overstate how insatiable it was. I mean, I was chugging glasses and glasses and glasses of water.
Okay.
And the reason for my call is because of that. It has been a few months now, and that lingers. And I don't know if that's a long-haul COVID system or symptom, or if that is a long-haul steroid symptom.
But no, it's neither one. But so I talked to this person afterward. I said the first question I would ask you if you have insatiable thirst is, do you also have
the need to void your bladder frequently. And he said, oh, God, yeah, it's just constant. So we'll talk about that.
While it has lessened, I find myself drinking just a crazy more amount of water than I ever have. And I guess it's not a bad thing because I'm drinking water. But,
no.
I mean, I'm going through tons of LaCroix. I'm going through glasses of water. And of course, my tastes have changed as well. I no longer enjoy the taste of beer. Garlic tastes weird.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, beer and garlic taste bad? That's like you're living in hell, bro.
Tastes a little weird now. Things are just a little different. And I know some of those can be COVID symptoms. So I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yeah. So what I'm concerned about is there is a thing called post-COVID diabetes insipidus. And I remember if you go way back to Opie and Anthony days when we were on the show and we had double vasectomy turd drinking urine on the air to determine who had diabetes mellitus. So diabetes mellitus is diabetes just means it's like means siphon. So pissing like crazy, but mellitus means it tastes like honey. And that tells you that back in the day, the reason that they named it that was because these doctors were tasting the urine. People came in, they were just pissing like crazy. They didn't know what to do about it, but they knew that their urine tasted sweet, which is why I'm convinced some doctor was the one that invented the dipstick, because just so they didn't have to drink people's urine anymore. Well, they didn't drink it, but they tasted it. That's bad enough. Well, diabetes insipidus is still diabetes. People are pissing like crazy, but their urine tasted insipid. In other words, it had no taste. And they were pissing out free water. So there have been cases of people with COVID-19 who have mild to moderate cases of diabetes insipidus where they will drink like crazy because they're pissing like crazy. So they're not drinking. The drinking isn't causing the pissing. The pissing is causing the drinking. In other words, they're pissing out so much free water that they got to replace it, and they have insatiable thirst. So the first thing I would do with this person would be to check their urine for urine osmolality, or just specific gravity. If their specific gravity is zero, then, you know, there are some other tests that we can do. But it's very easy to treat with a nasal spray called desmopressin, and that will put a stop to it. So, and that'll stop the thirst, it'll stop the pissing, and you may have to continue that for a long time, if not forever. But this is not typical long COVID. So get that checked out, and let me know if I'm right. And if I am, I'll give myself one of these.
Give yourself a bill!
And if it's something else, that's fine. Because you always are learning stuff. If you're wrong, you're learning stuff. If you're right all the time, you're not learning anything. You already know it. So I like being shown to be wrong because many times when I'm baffled or I've been demonstrated to be wrong about something, I learn something profound. So there's nothing wrong with that as long as you learn from your mistakes or learn from being wrong. Anyway, thank you all. We are enjoying ourselves in St. Petersburg right now. So if you're around, shoot at a note to me on Twitter. Maybe I'll buy you a beer if I can convince my wife that it's okay to hang out with some people from the radio show. But anyway, take care. Thank you. Thanks always go to my normal on-air partners, Dr. Scott, Tacy, the big trio of DJ Mel B, PA Lydia, and DNP Carissa. We can't forget Rob Sprance, Bob Kelly, Greg Hughes, Anthony Cumia, Jim Norton, Travis Tepp, that Gould girl, Lewis Johnson, Paul Ofcharsky, Chowdy 1008, Howdy Gooplunk, Eric Nagel, the Port Charlotte Whore, the Saratoga Skank, the Florida Floozy, the St. Pete Barkeep Blower, Percy Dumb, Pocky Ooh, Roland Campos, Sister of Chris, Sam Roberts, She Who Owns Pigs and Snakes, Pat Duffy, Dennis Falcone, Matt Kleinschmidt, Dale Dudley, Holly from the Gulf, Christopher Walken's double Steve Tucci, who I am partying with right now as we speak, the great Rob Bartlett, Vic's Nether Fluids, Cardiff Electric, Casey's Wet T-Shirt, Carl's Deviated Septum, producer Chris, Jenny Jingles, the inimitable Vincent Paulino, everybody, Eric Zane, Bernie and Sid, Martha from Arkansas's daughter, Ron Bennington, and of course, our dear departed friends, GVAC and Fez Watley, who supported this show, never was unappreciated. Listen to our SiriusXM show on the Faction Talk channel, SiriusXM channel 103, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on demand, and other times at Jim McClure's pleasure. Many thanks to our listeners whose voicemail and topic ideas make this job very easy. Go to our website at drsteve.com for schedules, podcasts, and other crap. Until next time, check your stupid nuts for lumps. Quit smoking, get off your asses, and get some exercise. We'll see you in 1 week for the next edition of Weird Medicine.